It's your boy, DJ ATL Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel.
Hey, it's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. How y'all doing tonight here live on the 6 Oz Radio Network? What's up? Whew. All right, let's get a little music going. All right, okay. Bring it in here. What's up? Live here on the 6 Oz Radio Network. All right, good morning, Danielle. Kicking it with the 6 Oz Radio crew. What's up, America?
How's everybody doing this evening? Welcome to the 6 Oz Radio Network. We're going to have a great show as always. We're going to go down memory lane. We're going to play some Halloween music. We're going to have great conversation, music, and much, much more. How's everybody doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I can't be. I'm blessed, brother. I'm blessed. Brotherly love, just hoping for a blessing. That's what I'm looking for, man. But, you know, but blessed. I got a blessing here. I'm here waking up, talking, and still moving around and definitely doing my thing. And I know it's been a tragical week this week. We had the gun shooting up in Maine. But let's just pray that everything can keep pushing forward, that we keep having God with his hands on us while we walk through these treacherous streets of this world, and hope us to have blessings to keep around, man. That's the one thing. We got to stay positive. We got to keep God in hands. And I'm here to share with you guys right now as DJ ATL. I am in financial trouble myself, but I'm going to keep my faith and my eyes on Jesus, on God. I can't walk and talk without him. I woke up every morning with him, and I'm going to keep walking with him, and I'm going to keep pushing forward. I'm not laying down anything, but I do love the Lord. I love my brother Six Eyes. I love Miss Nikhail, Princess Nikhail. I love everyone around the world, everyone who listens and everyone who comes on the show tonight. I love you so much. I definitely appreciate it. Y'all are very inspiring me to be blessed to have you guys come into my life to talk to me. Man, it's a blessing to be able to have some of the things that I'm doing. Just be blessed. That's what I want everyone to just follow those blessings, man, and just be blessed and appreciate all the things you have in front of you right now. Please, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Yeah, above all, appreciate breath. I mean, that's the most valuable thing on earth right now is breath, with all the chaos that's going on in the world, Israel, shooting in Maine. We're going to definitely talk about that later on tonight. But first, let's welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. Pride and Joy, are you here with us tonight?
Well,
she came in yet?
No, they haven't came in yet.
Okay. So, like I said, we're going to play some music, go down memory lane, you know, with Halloween stories. Go from there. I mean, you guys know I had a very interesting Halloween one particular year. We'll talk about that later on, but yeah, that was a little goofy and crazy, but nonetheless, it was cool. It was cool.
How you doing, Sick?
Yeah.
Doing good, Wolfgang. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Two thumbs up.
All right. Well, definitely two thumbs up for me. Two thumbs up for me, and two paws up for Trumpet.
We got him on the phone. I got to ask Wolfgang a question, because it's very important about this whole thing that's going on with Pakistan and Israel, because there's a lot of things that still keep coming up in the middle of this. Can y'all hear me?
I'm listening.
what's the correlation of Pakistanians and the sense of African Americans from the plight of civil rights? Is that a same? Is that in? Is could that be in the same breath? Since this question, and the reason why I asked this question, because someone brought up something that was very interesting. He said it's not a color, but if you're Muslim and you live in this, and you go walk into this area, and they say you can't live here because you're Muslim, you're not of this. Does that seem the same thing that was going right with the civil rights for black folks when they said you are black and you can't live in this same area?
Well, in its own way, yeah. It's the same thing. I mean, they don't have the right to say you can't do such and so because or live so in such an area because you're, in this case, Muslim, Chinese, Japanese, whatever, okay? And by the same token, doesn't matter your skin color. You can't just say, well, okay, you can't live in this area because you're a certain skin color, whether you're red, blue, green, or black, orange, okay, black, whatever. It all comes down to prejudice. And, the nice thing about Six and me, the nice thing about us is we don't see color. And that's the beautiful part about us. We don't see color. And most surgeons see the truth every day, every single day.
Right.
They see the truth. No matter what color a person is, when they use that scalpel and they make an incision, they see the truth. Every person, no matter race, color, whatever, it all comes out red. When that incision is made, that blood starts coming out red. All that other stuff is superficial. And that cuts through all that BS and brings it down to simple facts. We're all made of one blood. It doesn't stop a Chinese man from marrying a French woman and having babies. It doesn't stop a African-American male from marrying a Caucasian female and having babies. Doesn't stop a German male from marrying a black female and having babies. And I could go on with the list all night. We're all of the human race. That just simplifies it without going through that big, long list.
I think that's well said. The correlation of that conversation has been going on across the country. They said that there's not a similarity of that conversation that they're trying to say, oh, no, it's different if you say it's race. And I think that it's the same, but I think people need to understand that the Palestinians and the Jews, they both are wrong on how they're handling the war situation. They're both wrong. Because I'm not going to say both right. Nobody living losing their life over land makes no sense on both sides. But if you're telling someone because they believe they're Muslim that they can't come over here and live, that's wrong. I would say that. I think that's more or less the same barrier line through race. I think that's not acceptable. That's just like if we come to America and we all Christians and we tell the Muslims they can't live here because we're Christians. That's wrong. I will say that's wrong. I think you should be able to live anywhere as long as you stay to yourself, do what you got to do, do your things, and believe in what you do in your community. I think you should have that opportunity. So, I know they're over there and they're fighting over land, but I think that's clued to racism when you tell someone, oh, no, you can't come live in this area because of your religion or what you look like.
Right, and as long as, a Muslim comes to this country and obeys the laws of this land, okay, hold on, as long as a Muslim man or woman or child comes to this land and obeys the laws of this land, they obey the laws of this land. And that is, they don't pick up a gun and go shoot somebody knowingly, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is classified murder, which is against the law. If they don't go picking up a gun and they just go to their little mosque and they do their little thing in their mosque and they go home and then they go to the grocery store, they buy their grocery, they go home, they mind their own business and they do their own little thing. Hey, they have just as much right in this country as I have when I go to the grocery store, go to my church, come back home, do my thing. They have just as much right. But if they pick up a gun and they say, well, Allah told me to go shoot somebody, then they have just as much right to go to jail as I would if I went and shot somebody. Why? Because they broke the laws of the land. It has nothing to do with being Muslim or being Christian or being whatever. It doesn't have nothing to do with being white, black, green, or purple. It has to do with the fact they didn't obey the laws of the land. Just like if I don't obey the laws of the land, I have just as much right to go to jail as they do. So they have just as much right to come to this country or any other country. But if they don't obey the laws of whatever country they're in, well then they got a problem. But if they obey the laws of that land, hey, it's cool.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Six. Thank you, Wolfgang. I got another one for you, and I want you to answer this on a strength of love, because I want you to know, which, if you look at the sides, the Israel, and you look at Pakistan, Palestinians, and you look at the Israelis, what they call themselves over there, which one do you think is more or less the good party, or are any of those parties good to say that they're enough to do, to say that they should have all the support for what they're doing with Palestinians, to Palestinians?
Okay, well, to be honest, okay, there are good Palestinians and or quote-unquote Muslims, and then there are good Jews, Israelis, okay? And then there are bad Muslims, known as Hamas, etc., that they don't care about human life, they don't have no value to it. And there are bad Jewish people, okay? Israelis, which are the Jewish people, okay? There are bad on both sides. There are good on both sides. Just like in our nation, there are good Caucasian people, there are bad Caucasian people. There are good people of color, there are bad people of color. Okay? Just like, okay, if I got on a show, or any other Caucasian person got on a show, and I'm sorry to say this, I want to bring up a word that all of a sudden, I guarantee you the phone lines are going to light up in 5 seconds. If I got on here and end this and end that and end the other thing and end the other thing and end the other, every 4 words out of my mouth, N. The phone lines would light up, and the first thing come out, and if every Caucasian person got on the phone saying N, phone lines would light up, and the first thing we'd hear is prejudice. But it's awful interesting that you get these rappers, even on our last show, where this one guy was interviewed, and just about every, he was talking about his music and stuff, and he was talking in this and in that, and he was a man of color, and I'm sorry to say, I was offended by it. And I find it kind of weird. No, you don't hear the people of color. You don't see them up in arms over that. But let the Caucasians or let the Indians or somebody else use that N-word, and ooh, all of a sudden it's prejudice. But let the people of color say it, it's like, oh, well, that it's just this word. It's just a word. Wait, no. If it ain't no good for someone else to say, it's no good for them to say. Well, it just like, okay, if it's wrong for Hamas to not put a value on life, it's just as wrong for bad Israelis when they don't put value on Muslim life. Sorry to say that. I call it like I see it. Look, if it's bad for one side, it's bad for the other. So they're bad on both sides. They're good on both sides. Hey, you could slice it any way you like, friends, but you got there's good on both sides. There's bad on both sides. But so who would I say? No, neither of them. Yeah, you support, you want to help the good people. As your question asks, who should we support? Well, technically, what you want to support is the good people, the innocent people. But you don't want to go and support those who deliberately don't give a rat's butt about life. That's my answer to that question. You don't go and support people that you know openly don't give a rat's tail about human life. If you know for a fact that a certain group does not give a rat's tail, no, don't support them. But if you know a certain group, for example, stand up for human life, support them. It's that simple. I hope that answered your question, ATL.
Definitely doesn't make any sense. And that's one thing I never – I don't use the N-word. I don't. When I was younger, I did, you know. But that's a word that if it's wrong for one, it's wrong for all, you know. And you have some people that just sit and have a conversation, and every other word is just like – it's like their favorite word, you know, throughout the whole conversation. And when you're trying to be – when you're trying to promote yourself, and I agree. I think it was excessive myself, you know, but I, you know, try to let artists be their, you know, be their self. And, you know, this is why I say the views expressed, you know, the guests that we have, the views expressed are their own and not the owner of the Six Eyes Radio Network or the affiliates, you know, so that leaves us out of it. You know, but the thing about it, you know, you have some people that get on here and they can't articulate themselves. They can't speak, you know. They're limited in their speaking. And, you know, when the album sales don't go as expected, you have to remember the last interview you did, you know. And I would have to agree, you know, every other word was the N-word. But yet you're up here trying to sell yourself, you know, as a songwriter, yet every other word, you know, was the N-word. I just went on with the interview. This is why
right, and,
we do the disclaimer.
Right, and to be honest, Six, that's why when I choose songs in my collection, you can guarantee you won't find one song, not one single song. And, yeah, I've got rap songs, okay? I've got rap songs. You've heard them. You've heard them,
yeah.
Even Munchies, okay?
Yeah.
But you don't hear not one time. You'll never hear a song, rap or otherwise, that has that word in it. If I hear a song like that, it will never be added to my collection. I just won't do it. No. If it's got any kind of prejudice in that song, it's out. It just does not make my playlist. It just never will. Never could stand that. But speaking of song six, are you ready?
Yeah, since you're trying to stump me, yeah.
Okay, tonight we got a song you got to find, because this one does not have the title in the song, nor I think we're going to see if you can find the artist. So you got to name the artist and the title, okay? See if you know it.
Right,
here we go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
You heard songs about truck drivers. Many times their stories told how they pulled out of Pittsburgh for 6 days on the road, bounced the Feather River Canyon and climbing the old grapevine, that old roadhouse down in Texas and the girls they've left behind. You've heard their tales of daring, and I think that's just fine. But if you can spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They'll ride their way blowing, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. Well, there he sits in that play, drinking coffee and telling lies. Probably telling them how he topped that hill 10 miles back. He ought to tell them how he missed a gear and that Volkswagen bus full of hippies passed us like I was sitting up on Jack. Or how we took that curve over on 66. That meant me hanging on the shoulder with a boat wound up in the ditch. If we're on time, he takes the credit. If we're late, I get the blame. Up those hills with shutters open, my stacks are running flame. My tackle running red lights, sucking diesel from the tanks. I take him south and bring him back without a word of thanks. So now you've heard my story, and I guess it's my tough luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They drive their way to glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. Look at him sipping coffee and flirting with that waitress. And what do you think he left me? That's right, next to a cattle truck. Why couldn't he have put me next to that little pink Mac sitting over there? Gosh, she's got pretty mud flap. And talk about stacked. They're both grown. Well, he'll be coming out in a minute, and he'll get that bar, and he'll go around and beat on the tires. You know, for 2 pints of Thesa, I'd have a flat on the inside tool. Ah, that fixes it. I never did like the way he drives anyhow. Thinks he's God's gift to waitresses. He never gives them a tip. Well, I know what he's going to do now. He's going to take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why he don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
All right, Six. So who was the artist and what was the title?
Well, I'm stumped, but is that the same guy that made the devil came down to,
Nope.
You know what song I'm talking about?
You're thinking devil went down to Georgia. Nope.
Okay. With that, you stumped me.
I'll give you this much of a hint. The artist has the same initials as my one favorite artist.
Well, that's Red Devine. Robert Clay?
No, same initials, RS. So, RS.
RF. RF?
RF. R for Ralph the first Frilly. Name, S for the last name.
No, Ralph Frilly was the landlord for Three's Company. RF. Oh, my God. Wow. Richard Fry?
Nope. You give up six.
I'm going to concede.
That was Red Simpson, and the title of that is I'm a Truck.
You said RF.
Red RF, as in snake, Simpson.
Oh, I thought you said F.
No, RF. F. I said same initials
RF.
As my favorite artist, Red Sylvine, F. Red Sylvine, RF, same initials.
But you... Okay. I don't know why I thought I could say an F.
No, Red Sylvine is an S, not a F.
Well, I said Red Sylvine.
Right, and you, I said, yeah, he has the same initials as Red Sylvine.
Okay, all right, you stopped me.
Yep, and the title of that, like I said, is I'm a Truck. Because he was singing that from the standpoint of a truck, and you were talking. What's neat about that is, lo and behold, you were talking at the beginning about you were going to talk about costumes and Halloween, and that kind of – it was interesting that I just played this song when you mentioned that we were going to talk about that. It reminds me of the only time that I ever got to do anything for Halloween when I was at school when I made my own costume, and yep, I was a truck. took an old refrigerator box and made a real truck. Climbed up inside of it, and I was going around through the school.
Okay.
Yep, so.
You said that.
That was pretty cool. So, yep. We lost ATL, or he's busy at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at right now, but if you're on the phone lines, please just hold tight and we will get with you. You're enjoying the 6 Hours Radio Network, and it is now October 29th, so we want everybody to be safe. You got some early trick-or-treaters that are going out from door to door to go trick-or-treating. So we want you all to be safe, and we'll have more safety tips later on in the show.
And actually, 1-6 actually is, you could say, a scammer type alert, okay? This would be a scammer for the little kitties. Okay? Beware of those in cars who say, hey, I've got some candy for you. And they try to entice you into a vehicle with candy. So don't fall for that little trick. These guys are the scammers of the worst degree. They prey on little ones, and they're out to harm you. So do not fall for that scam whatsoever.
Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
All right, well, coming up next, we're going to have some Halloween music. Halloween music. All right. Why don't you tell people how they can join the different groups on the 6 Hours Radio Network and how they can access the 6 Hours Radio Network, Wolfgang. Thanks.
All right. First of all, if you got yourself a nice good old Facebook page, whatever, be sure to get on your Facebook and join the 6 Hours Radio Network group. That's 6 Hours, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, Network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K, Group, G-R-O-U-P, 6 Eyes Radio Network Group, join. And then, of course, if you wish to get a copy of this program or any other program here, 6 Eyes Radio Network, you could go to either iHeartRadio or Apple Podcast, and in the search box, type two simple words, 6 Eyes Radio. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space radio. 6 Eyes Radio. Hit enter. And when you do, you'll see two options pop up. 6 Eyes Radio. That's for 6 Eyes Radio Network Station 1. And 6 Eyes Radio Network 2, which is 6 Eyes Radio Network Station 2. You want to add both and subscribe to both so that you'll have all the great programming, Station 1 and Station 2, on your device 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, for your listening pleasure. And if you wish to make a donation here to the 6 Eyes Radio Network, remember, it doesn't cost you one red penny to listen, but for us, it does have a cost to send out this great programming to you, and we would appreciate a love gift from you. And you can do that with two options. If you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal, enter the email address, 6eyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIX-EYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the 6 Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you, and no, it is not a trick, but it is definitely a treat. Amen.
Thank you, Wolfgang. You're enjoying the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Volume 100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, that song right there, I can remember little. I used to be scared of that video. Thrilla.
Oh, yes. Definitely Six Eyes. Definitely when Michael Jackson turned around and licked his eyes.
Yes. Man, but Ola Ray, she's still fine. She was 24 in that movie when that video came out.
Yep.
24. We got anybody that joined us tonight here?
No, we
have our people showed up.
No, our people showed up, but it's all good. I do want to say one more thing about that Michael Jackson song, and I think that Thriller will always be the theme for Halloween because of the fact it was a masterpiece in the time, and it was a great time for Halloween to be around when Michael was around. I think that villain Thriller was really the first music video to look almost like a movie that in that kind of time. So it just stands out so much that I think that kind of led.
Hold on.
Hello?
I'm inside a haunted house, y'all. Trumpet, where are you? Trumpet! Hold on, guys. I'll be back. I can get out of here. Shaka Khan. Get me out of here. Trumpet, where are you? Where are you, Trumpet? Trumpet? Oh.
It's the Six Eyes Radio Network. Everybody just hold tight. Oh. I think somebody's coming to help me. Hey. Just drove right past. Damn. Listen. Look, I got you want some of this candy? I can't eat all this candy. Here. Take it off. Is that you go out to trick or treat, please make sure you have reflective stickers on your costume. Make sure the mask has proper ventilation for the parents. And children, stay together. Stay together in groups. Have a chaperone with you. Oh, my God. Have a chaperone with you. Do not veer off from the group. Stay together and do not go into anyone's home in hopes of getting more or bigger portions of candy. Yeah, get back over here.
Stick with me. Not go in anyone's home in hopes of getting more portions of candy or bigger size candy. And most importantly, till you get home to eat the candy. Make sure the candy is inspected. Come on, Chad, stick with me. Stick with me, Chad.
Gonna be all right. Happy Halloween from the Six Eyes Radio Network team.
It was October 29th, and I was walking down the street, tapping down the street, and all of a sudden, all these people start coming around asking for candy, and I said, hey, I'm out here trick-or-treating with y'all. Let's go. And they left. And they left. All right, ATL, share some of your Halloween memories.
All right. Hey, man. Oh, man. Oh. I remember one time I put on a wolf mask. My dad, years before he passed, he bought us these masks. And I'm going to tell you what, man, I'll be strictly straight with you guys. I'm scared of these darn masks. I'll be sometimes thinking they're in the closet right now, but I'd be thinking that they're real. They're so realistic that when you put them on, it looked like a real werewolf. I could have been in a thriller movie and y'all thriller television show, and y'all probably would have thought I was really actually a wolf. With that mask. The eyes and everything is real. But hey, Six, I got to drop this, man. I got to drop this. Anyone out there, y'all want to speak, y'all go ahead and press that one. You want to feel free to call us if y'all have anything you want to talk to us about. 424-243-9617. That's Six Odds Radio Network. Again, if you want to come in and speak, just hit the one. I know somebody down there, 336, is holding up right now. Don't you have anything to say?
Bring it in. That's my home girl.
Okay. All right.
Bring her in. Chat, stick with me. Get back over here. Hello?
All right. They're in.
Welcome. How you doing? I'm trapped inside this haunted house trying to get out. Chad, stick with me.
It's not funny. Welcome. That Pride and Joy?
Yes, this is Pride and Joy.
Welcome.
We stuck here in this damn haunted house. Chad, stick with me. Why didn't you come with us?
Why didn't who come with you?
You.
We're all here together.
I don't know which way to... Trumpet, where are you? Chad!
Didn't you guys bring flashlights with you?
What the hell I need a flashlight for?
So you can move it all around, and then Chad and the puppet can follow you. Trumpet can follow you. As y'all go through. You're hold on to each other.
Next time you're going with us.
Did y'all get some candy?
Say it again.
Did you get you guys some candy?
I got a couple of pieces.
Some pieces. Well, I guess you, as you go all the way through, you get more and more.
I'm still walking. I'm still tapping away.
Okay. Oh. Ooh. What is that? Oh my God.
I'll be right back.
It's very scary in here. Oh. Where is everybody? Where is everybody?
Wolfgang, ATL, Pride and Joy. Anybody? Trumpet? Chad?
Rocky, this has been Chad.
Chad?
It's up to you.
Trumpet! Trumpet!
One, two, gonna come for you.
Hey, six, anything okay?
Three.
Hey, y'all still there?
No, everything ain't okay.
Lock the door. Five, six, pick up. Six. Seven,
what are you?
Eight.
What house are you trapped in?
Play
six shots? What the? What is this? Who's this?
Is anybody in here?
I think it's over, y'all. Yeah. Okay. All right.
No! No! No, leave me alone! Chad.
You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Call in and tell us your scary Halloween moment.
This is Chad. Everything okay, Six Eyes?
Hell no, everything ain't okay. I'm inside this goddamn haunted house. I can't get away. Chad is lost. Pride and Joy didn't come with us. And Trumpet
one,
is running around.
Two, gonna come for you. Three, four, happy door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lay down.
Say hello to the whole Six Eyes Radio Network team in case I don't make it out of this haunted house.
9, 10. Who is that?
It is 8 floors. It is 8 floors. Okay. No pushing, no pushing, y'all. No pushing. I don't want to get trampled. Anybody have any scary Halloween stories, any memories of Halloween growing up, being little?
Now's your time to tell. And be very careful, because now they are lacing the candy with fentanyl. Targeting the candy, Skittles, Smarties, and as last year, Pride and Joy, the Pixie Sticks. Remember, Chad?
Aaron, she talks.
Where are we at?
They're targeting the candy. Please inspect. Please inspect the candy. We want you to be safe here from the Six Eyes Radio Network team. And happy Halloween from the Six Eyes Radio Network team. Stay in groups, stay safe.
The best in online radio, Six Eyes Radio Network.
Sorry, I was not here to hear your wrong testimony.
Join the Six Eyes Radio Network Halloween Audition.
Megan the Stallion body.
Oh, yes.
Because the internet melt down with her new Cobra teaser. Megan the Stallion has set the internet on fire after sharing a teaser image for her forthcoming single, Cobra, Check It Out. That's right. Megan Stallion has came out, and she has covert attire on, and she has nothing at all. You can see her bare skin on this day. Yes, her bare skin, and she has a cover outfit on, and all the guys and ladies are melting for her.
God.
It has caused a firestorm on the internet. Looks like she's wearing a snake all over her body.
It'd be a reptile.
With little to none imagination, it was clear that all her hard work had paid off.
God.
Megan has been in the gym working out. And this Cobra outfit that she has on Everybody is gushing all of.
I bet.
You want to imagine, if you have imagination, your imagination would go there. Megan Stanion was looking stunning. And her nice outfit that she had on. Again, with little imagination, because she showed a lot of skin. Not just a little, a lot of skin. And as they said,
that,
she set the internet on fire.
The, Six Eyes Radio Network group page. Thank you. Happy Halloween, fellas.
Fans can help themselves as they flocked around Megan Thee Stallion with her amazing figure, where she has been in the gym working out. It's one of her best things that she has done. Now we're going to our next story, Hip Hop News, with Tasha K. She wants Nicki Minaj and Cardi B to squash the beef that they've been having all season long. She said that she's exhausted herself, so she know they got to be exhausted going back and forth with one another. And she's insisting, you know, that it would be for the best of them if they end the beef between the two. They are very similar to one another. She said with a lot of tears in her eyes that she wished they would just shed it and stop beefing with one another. What do y'all think about that? Do anybody think that they should actually stop beefing with one another?
I mean, if they didn't learn from the Biggie and Tupac beef, both those artists cut down in the prime of their life, 25, 24. Mm-hmm. If that don't teach you a lesson, I don't know what is. They're both talented in their own right.
Right.
You
they
know?
Are both talented.
I mean, and the beef, I mean, the it's stupid. I mean, they're both successful.
Both.
So at this point, at this, I'm talking, don't jump me. Throw your ass in the haunted house. You know, they're both successful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no room for argument. I mean, at this point, it's their ego that's getting in the way. The same way, the media killed Tupac and Biggie. It wasn't Tupac and Biggie. It was the media. It was the fans. And you wonder how music would be if Tupac and Biggie were still here. You know, you wonder how music would be if Marvin Gaye was still here and hadn't jumped on his father.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, now if an artist, you know, gets, you know, up there in age like Rudolph Isley, you know, you can understand that. 81 years old, you can understand that. You know, you can kind of understand that. But, you know, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, due to no fault of their own, you know, when Michael Jackson got those third-degree burns, he got dependent upon painkillers, you know. And the same with Prince. You know, doing all those splits, wearing those high heel boots, jumping off of risers, jumping off of pianos, doing splits, all that stuff catches up with you. You know, when you get older, you know, your body can only withstand so much impact, you know, jumping, you know, off risers, doing splits, jumping off pianos. And this is how he got, you know, relying upon pain pills. And it's the pharmaceuticals' fault to where they get all these medicines from overseas. I just had a friend go to London, and they was talking about how a medicine here costs like thousands of dollars. But over there, they got a connection with Canada to where they get it at wholesale. They get it at wholesale prices. But you have a lot of medicine coming from the black market, too. Unfortunately, this is the pills that Prince got.
you know, which was fentanyl, and he did not know he was taking fentanyl. He thought he was taking regular medicine, not fentanyl. But he thought he was taking medicine for his, you know, pain.
Right.
But they happen to have been fentanyl. This is why I said make sure you inspect the children's candy, because they're lacing the Skittles and the Smarties and still the Pixie Sticks. That's how Chad got sick last year. You know, they're mixing it with fentanyl. And to handle fentanyl, you have to wear gloves to handle fentanyl. That drug is that powerful. You know? And you just wonder, you know, how it would be. I mean, these pharmaceuticals make billions, trillions of dollars. Each medicine they put you on, they get kickback. It ain't just the water bottle and the little bag and maybe a pot holder or apron. They're getting kickbacks from this. You know, the more scripts they write, the more they make money for the industry, which is the pharmaceutical industry, the drugs, pharmaceutical. And that's unfortunately what happened, you know, with Michael Jackson and Prince. You know, because at the end of the day, these kids are going to be going out here, and they need to have their innocence of still being able to, you know, trick or treat happily.
Right. Do you have anything else you want to say, Six? Well, we're still talking about Nicki Minaj. And go ahead.
I got something to say. I have something to say on this stuff.
Okay.
And I think that with fentanyl and these drugs and what Six was saying is so factly true, it's what destroys mostly destroys most of us. Once you get hit with something, you get caught and addicted to it, it stays with you for the rest of life before it takes you out. Unfortunately, it took Prince and it took Michael Jackson.
Sorry, there was a problem with Apple Music.
And also, fortunately, it's sad that in our day and time, we got to worry about children and these people putting these kind of drugs into children's food. It's just sad. It's just sad. But I'm going to go ahead and let you get back to the entertainment report because I know there's a lot you got to speak on.
All right. Well, yeah, they still are talking about, again, you know, even trying to involve the fans of coming in and, you know, stop getting them to stop the beef between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. But see, she had brought to them that she lost $4 million, remember, for the case that she had, you know, her and Cardi B had last year. Tasha K. Yeah, you remember when them two was going at it and they went to court? Tasha K lost $4 million to Cardi B. She was saying that she was genuinely remorseful, you know, for last year. You know, they was into it. They was going back and forth and back and forth. And that's how much money she lost with doing, you know, trying to do the same thing, go back and forth and back and forth with these artists. And she ended up losing money. So that's why, you know, she's trying to get them to fix things so nobody else won't have to lose that kind of money, you know, between them just beefing back and forth, and you end up losing that type of money when you go through the courts. See, they went through the courts.
Right.
And she lost that money. So, I mean, if you like getting up that type of money, then you can keep the drama up. But if you don't like giving up your hard-working money, then the best thing to do is to kill the beef, you know. You don't want to have to go through that again. If you already been through it, I'm sure you don't want to go through it again, you know. Do anybody else have anything they would like to say on it?
Yeah, so you also know about this thing, the reason why Kay actually reached out to her. Kay reached out to Carly because Carly Brie had trolled and she was fighting. And she told them that she wanted to end her life.
Yeah, she did suicide. She said she was suicidal. She got to the point where she was suicidal. Yeah. That's true.
Hold on, Will Smith called in. He wants y'all to listen to this song.
Okay.
And,
if I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night, so the gang and guys thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse of Dumb Bush the movie. I got Angie, just got Tina, Betty Rock, got some girl I never seen in my life. That was all right, so the lead chill, then we dipped to the theater, set to still bugging, cold having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was deep. You know, nothing real fancy about this home when they friend and this girl named Angie. But word when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began a nightmare on my street.
Tell me about it. Shit, I just got the damn haunted house. 8 floors. I feel you, Will. Chad? All right, trumpet's right here.
I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, the heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it. As I grabbed the remote, I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even waiting to see who it was. Broke inside my dog, the ring so long gone. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped the beat and start.
Okay, I will. Yeah.
All right, yeah, we're going back to Will Smith. Will Smith feared he would get killed by Tritch when he went on a date with Pepper, and it didn't go how it should have went. He felt like he was going to beat him up. He felt like that. He was going to beat him up because she didn't have a good time on the date. She really didn't like the date. that she went on with Will Smith. And Will Smith thought he was going to get beat up by her husband because, you know, at that time that was her husband. And he thought he was going to get beat up because she didn't end up liking a date. You know, have you ever went on a date that you felt like, well, what about, have you ever went on a date with somebody you really wanted to go on a date with, but it didn't go like it should have went? Anybody went on a date? A date, going to be great, and it wasn't? Y'all can tell it. We're not going to share it with nobody else. Okay, so you guys ain't never went on a date. It didn't go according to what you... I said, you guys didn't go on a date that you never didn't like. Because I'm thinking, I'm talking about Will Smith. We're still on him. He went on a date with Pepper, and Pepper didn't like it. So he thought, because, you know, at that time she was married to Trish. He thought he was going to be him up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I was asking, have you ever went on a date that it didn't go a plan, you know, plan it like you thought it would go, or you just didn't like the date at all?
Yeah, so I went out with this chick, and let's just say she ate like a slave. It was a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and she got pork chops, but the cutlery was right there. She proceeds to pick the pork chop up and just start eating it. Now, remember this, it has gravy on it. So she's up there. I said, listen, I said, your knife and fork is right there. What are you doing? I ain't got time for that. I said, look, I said, we are in public. I said, you need to conduct yourself as though you went out to a restaurant before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hungry. And I said, you know what? I went over, took my food, went to the next table, and she sat there and ate. So, yeah, that date did not go like it was planned. You would think she never went out nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You do not pick up, especially in public, you don't pick up a pork chop that's smothered in gravy,
mm-hmm.
and eat like that. You don't do that. So, yeah, that date did not go according to plan.
Anyone else out there want to answer it? I like someone to answer it. Okay. Well, all the dates I had was pretty cool, you know. Good dates, so I don't have nothing to complain about. It's just something to just think about. Jay-Z is revealing the surprising story behind his daughter Blue Ivy name. He is revealing how she became Blue Ivy.
Now go ahead.
Oh, okay. Jay-Z has finally revealed the origin of his oldest daughter named Blue Ivy. He's also sharing she was originally going to be called something else. But Ho sat down with a couple of people that he talked to. The first person he talked to was Gayle King on CBS Morning during the second part of the interview, which he aired on Friday, October the 27th. And he told his longtime journey friend that Blue Ivy wasn't the original name that him and Beyonce was going to name her. Yeah, that wasn't the name that they really came out with. They was going to name her Brooklyn, he said to her. They was going to name her Brooklyn. He said that, you know, that's the kind of name that's the name that they have chose for her, first of all. But then they said when, now you got to just imagine, when they got the sonogram and they seen the little fetus inside of it, that's, and it was really, really small. They said, I already started calling her Blueberry at first, Blueberry. Mm-hmm. So they just said, when you look up the fetus and it's so, so small and they got their sonogram picture, that's what made them go with Blue Ivy for her name instead of Brooklyn that they was going to go with from first.
Uh-huh.
And he said the tribute was like to New York, you know, from the boroughs. And that's how he came up with the name. They really gave her the Blue Ivy thing.
Okay.
So that's when he wanted just everybody just to know that that's how they came up with that. But Diddy, former bodyguard, you know, they with alleged Tupac killer. Diddy's former bodyguard hits once again, and he said it again, that Puff and Tupac, alleged killers, were associated by the killer that was with him. That's what everybody is saying. But his bodyguard, mm-hmm. which has been around for a long time, he's saying that that story isn't true. People just came up with that story. They didn't allegedly kill Tupac, Diddy, and his friend. Because, you know, they got that out right now. Saying
right.
that, speaking of that with them. But he's saying he has been around a long time. His bodyguard has been around a long time. He said he done been around a lot of artists out here. He's been security guard for all of them. And he said that is not true. That is not true. They did not have nothing to do with the killing of Tupac when he sat down with him. He said, in no way, that is not true. Y'all got it? So y'all can get the right information. They said they was just together drinking one day. They was all together drinking, and they all just were hanging out, you know, at hotels and, you know, having a great time with some ladies. And, you know, they brought that up, and he said he had to clarify that never happened. That never happened. So he wanted everybody to get that out of his mind. That never happened, and that's not the way that it happened. Y'all got everybody got it. Oh, let's see if we have anything else we gotta make this decision. Oh yeah, they still at the you know, Chris Brown being sued. They still talking about him being sued, not only for the man that he put in the hospital in London. Not only but that, but you remember when I brought to you a couple weeks ago about him and Popeyes and the $2 million. They are after him again, saying that Chris
wow.
Brown, yep, so it's true. They saying that he still owes them $2 million.
Hold on, we got a request. We got a request for this song. We're going to take a break,
okay,
and we'll be right back with more entertainment news.
Go ahead. Okay. Thank you.
Girl, I'm your
Again, we're going to go with the Chris Brown being sued, allegedly, with the man in London. And he's also being sued by the record label executive over a nightclub assault in London that left that man in the hospital. According to TMZ, One God record executive Abraham claimed in his thing that Breezy beat him up with a bottle of tequila from 1942. Yep. He said at the Tate Night Club in February. And he had to have a lot of treatments, medical treatments. Thought that him and Brown was cool. He thought that Chris Brown was over there. You know how you give somebody a dap. He was acting like he was getting ready to give him a dap, but instead of a dap, he gave him that bottle. It is crazy.
Instead of a dap, he gave him a whack.
Yes.
Wow.
And he said they had been friends for years. They've been friends for years. He was on the man record label, and he's a record label executive. He's thinking he's coming to give him a dap. He didn't give him a dap. He gave him that bottle. And he said he is suing Chris Brown for an undisclosed amount of cash and injuries and suffering. Yep. Chris Brown, boy, he been in a lot of trouble lately. I know, that's like his third incident. That's like his third incident we done read about. That's crazy. You think somebody coming over there and giving you a dab, and instead of a dab, you get something else.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Right. Chris Brown is just out. That's like a sneaky punch. You're looking for one thing and you get something else. Look how
hey,
I think about
doing
that.
Oh, this is my homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's kind of like in The Temptations, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, our boss is out there. And if they want an encore, I say we give it to them. Man, I'm tired of singing. What you mean? Let me see if I can explain it to you. That's it. You're out. Are you going to find me $5? That's crazy.
Getting hit with that. All right, y'all. Y'all know Kaya. They used to be married to, who she was married to? Knox. Used to be married to Knox.
You're talking about
she's
Khalees.
She's getting mad, but, huh? You're
talking about Khalees.
Yeah, they call her Khalees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's getting mad, mad because a lot of people are saying that she sounds just like Sexy Red. What y'all think about that? So she's getting a lot of mess about that, saying they sound alike. And Kai said she was the first one that was out here. She's the first one that was out here doing this rap thing. And, you know, she don't, none of these women out here don't look like her, and none of them out here don't rap like her.
Well, let's compare. Let's compare songs. Let's compare songs, okay?
Yeah, cause let's do that. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, Trumpet. Excuse me, buddy.
But yeah,
hold
that's
hello.
But go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so we're about to compare.
Okay.
Okay.
Definitely.
This song? Thank you.
Shardy Red and
well, no, Cardi B and was her and Nicki Minaj was beefing. Them the ones that were beefing, and Cardi Sexy Red is in the other one with
well, the music is good off the music. The music is off the chain because I was about to go. I thought I was going to die when I had Sexy Red and the song started playing. I knew it was time for me to go to sleep. But I whatever Six Eyes play, it got me woke up. It got me turned up. It got me flipping and running. It got me back, man. It got me up. Got me saying, damn, yeah. They sound the same all right there. I can say the same right there now. Yeah, right there now they sound the same. So that's a good thing, man.
Because
I don't know. When I listen to Sexy Red and all that, I don't know what they doing. I know one thing. Those music is untasteful. Man, they can keep. I think they put a category and you take all these guys with you on the trip. I said, nah, that's all right. I'll leave them all there. They can stay there. I don't need to take none of them.
So you leave them all there?
No, they all can stay right in their little place. Right there. That's fine. They can stay right there. They don't need to go with me. Nah, that's all right. He even said, oh, you're taking me a date. I said, nah, Lotto, all of them. Leave them right over there. That's just asking for a pullover by the cops and some trash. And I don't mean to say trash like that, but that's a setup, man. You might as well, if you let them ride with you. Who's this?
Listen to this shit. Let's get back to the music. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You got to take her home, you got to take her home.
Nah. Only way she go. Don't worry. I'll be going home, all right, straight to the penitentiary because I'm not going to make it home. You hurt me there. I want to go home, and now you're not gonna let me get home now. I'll walk before any of them get in my car and ride with me. I'll walk. That's okay. I'll walk. I take my chances walking 100 miles. That's fine. I'll walk. That's good.
She opened the doors now for these ladies.
Nah, hey, I open the door for them, but I'll walk. I'm not gonna. They're not gonna ride with me. They walk. They stay on the side over there. I will make it, man. I will make it. I'm going to keep it 100, y'all. I'm letting y'all know I won't make it. There's no round about that. I won't make it.
You said they can keep them? But she said she don't open the door to play all of them.
No. Keep them.
She said she's 10 toes down. Okay.
You can keep that over there. Yeah, keep it over there. I said, I'm good. I'm good, y'all. Y'all can stay right there. No, I'm good. Oh, you need $100, $200? No, here. Yeah, stay right there. There you go. I won't refuse that. I'll go ahead and give you my wallet. You just stay over there. That work. That'll work.
You must.
Hey, no, don't rap. No, don't rap. Don't rap. Don't. No, I don't need no song. No, you stay right there. Don't give me anything.
All right, all right, all right. Y'all stand up. Y'all stand up. Y'all stand up. Y'all stand up.
Baby, is every man seen me a shorty like that? Down on your team, she a go-getter, a rider, rider. Niggas lose their mind when they deep inside her. Not a hooker, no sex for hire. But if she in your team, you might as well retire. No, it ain't a game, but she the queen of the court. And if she put the moves on you, you'll be screaming for more. Shorty is a freak, she do it. On the bed, on the floor, a thousand feet in the air. Shorty, she want it all the time. Lights on, lights off, the girl ain't shy. Shorty is a freak, she do it.
Sexy Red had a sex tape that got leaked.
We want to send our condolences.
Mm-hmm.
We want to send our condolences to the man who made it possible for us to have good movies, And
oh, yeah,
that is, yes, we want to definitely send our condolences to him.
Also, Sacred congratulations to Jermaine Dupri and Dallas Austin. They got admitted into the Music Walk of Fame. Black Music Walk of Fame.
Goes out to Richard Roundtree from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Our condolences, our thoughts and prayers goes out to your family, your friends, your fans at Pacifical Time. You just enjoyed the Six Eyes Radio Network Halloween edition. We got more coming up. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Now, if y'all love Chef, I want y'all to join in with this. I want y'all to join in. Yep, Shaft is gone. But your legacy lives on.
There you go.
Yeah, he passed away at 81 years old.
81? Mm-hmm.
81, that's a good life, though. You can't be mad at that.
Mm-mm, that's good.
And we got another one that's on tribute, too.
Sorry, there was a problem with Apple Music.
And we want to send our condolences to Suzanne Summers.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are heard and heard in history. Come and meet you. Come and dance on the floor. Take a step that is new. Be a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that laughter is all up and laughter is coming for you. I'm in the gully boo. Three's company too.
Jack! Jack! Let's go to the Regal Beagle. Six Eyes Radio Network remembers Suzanne Summers. The remaining cast members are Joyce DeWitt, Cindy, Priscilla Barnes, and Richard Klein, who played Larry Dallas. Radio Network. We're not done, unfortunately. All right. We all We also lost Richard Mall, if you remember Night Court. Remember Night Court? Do you all remember the court show, Night Court?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we lost Richard Mall.
Mm-hmm.
So the only one left out of that show is John Larroquette and Marcia Warfield.
Yeah.
Send our condolences to his family, friends, and fans at this difficult time. And last but not least, come on down to the hottest radio show on the internet, Six Eyes Radio Network. Six Eyes, come on down. Pride and Joy, come on down. Come on down. Evangelist Clayton, come on down. Destiny, come on down. Queen, come on down. Newpeace, come on down. Jada, come on down. Godfather, come on down. Tony, come on down. And here's the start of the show. AJ, come on down. Want to send our condolences out to Bob Barker, 99 years old, almost made a dollar.
We on up there.
Yeah. Did I miss anybody else? Did we miss anybody else? I don't think. I don't think, is that anybody else that we lost in 2023? I'm not sure it is. Those are the ones that I remember right away. I know DC Youngfly, his girl, she wasn't a singer or nothing like that. We want to send condolences out to him and his family and children as well. We just got to, you know, appreciate our stars while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing about it. Once they're gone, the only thing left is the legacy that they left behind. You know, we want to continue to pray for Israel, Jerusalem, you know, and the situation over there, because thousands of years, and they're fighting over a piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, we don't own none of this. Our homes, our possessions, we're all leasing it from God. We are definitely leasing this from God. We don't own none of this. The only thing we can do is enjoy it while we're here, and that's it. Because, like I say, this world is crazy. We got to continue to pray for the children as they go to and from school.
Right.
You know, just ask God to put a hedge of protection around the school as they go to and from. Yeah. Protect the students, protect the faculty. You know. And in order for them to be our future, they must live. In order for them to go to prom, homecoming, in order for them to learn, they got to live.
So true, Six Eyes, so true.
Yes. ATL, did I leave anybody out that may have passed away that I forgot?
You cut a lot. I mean, we got people. It's so many, man. And, I mean, everyone, we just got to say all condolences, because it's a lot of those people that's a part of our lives and our past. We grew up listening to some of these people, seeing these people, hearing these people.
know they were big time famous people. Some of them were local. Some of them was very important to and viable into our lives. So we definitely want to say a congratulations. And we don't mean that the end is for all of us. We all do come to an end, but we got to rejoice what we are here. We got to still live, so we got to still rejoice our life and what we have right now, man. Rejoice it and appreciate it and understand that you have a gift and you've been given a gift and you make a way out of no way, man. Think about it, y'all. We be in places where we don't have no way out. We come out, man. God is good all the time, man. All the time.
And let me say this. I know I forgot somebody. Let me say condolences to Joe Little on the passing of his mom, Patricia Little. We want to send our thoughts and prayers to your family at this difficult time. Condolences on the passing of his mom. Also, my homeboy, Jay Sean Champion, lost his good friend, Sam. So we want to send out condolences to his family, his daughter, and his rest of his family, and to Jay Sean Champion. That was a very close brother from another mother from him. So we just want to send our condolences from the 6 Eyes Radio Network to him as well. He put on a concert, a gospel concert, today at Avon Church. Gospel hits from the past, you know, songs you grew up listening to, gospel songs of the past. So I'm sure that was a good performance show.
Yeah.
So we just want to put our condolences on the passing of Sam. Mm. I lost my aunt. So send out, you know, prayers for me too.
All
right. Also, good listener of the station, Tony. You remember her, Pride and Joy ATL. You remember her as well. She would call into the station. So we lost her. Just got to just appreciate each day. Appreciate each day and make each day count.
Over the years, man, I thought I could say over the years. I just sit here, man. I just got to say one thing. I can't be negative. I got to be positive. I just want everybody to just understand that life is, it's a gift. It's a gift. And we have blessings to keep us here. So we all got to stay blessed and stay blessed up and keep passing those blessings out to people out there. That's all we got. That's all we can do. Keep our loved ones in spirit. And I know we don't say love. We know we love all our loved ones, all our folks. And that's the deal. Well, Six, man, it's been a ride, haven't it, man? Six? Six Eyes.
What's going on, brother?
I said, it's been a ride, haven't it?
It has.
Where the world is today and the next generation, the question now is what do we do, what do we leave for the next generation and the generations to come? We elected the first black president in history, Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
We elected the first black vice president in Kamala Harris.
We don't say this enough. We don't say this enough. We don't say this enough. This is from the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Right. I think that I look at what we leave back or what we leave for the next generation to see things.
ATL Stevie said, be quiet.
Could you tell him to be quiet while my song is singing? Thanks.
You got it, Stevie.
No wedding Saturday, the summer sun. But what is he? Made up of these three words that I
Don't say that enough. Tomorrow, join us for the Six Eyes Gospel Show, where you get your praise up without leaving the house. That's tomorrow, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 Pacific, 424-243-9617. Bring a friend. It's getting cold outside, so you can come get your praise up without leaving the house. Just call 424-243-9617, and you can enjoy the Six Eyes Gospel Show, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So did we finish our entertainment news?
Okay.
Brad, did you want- Is she still there?
Joy. Fry Joy. Oh, by the way, Six.
What's up?
I sent a message about Donald Trump, because I do need to say this. Donald Trump, man, I don't know. I think you probably not need to run for president, man. I think too many of your people keep flipping on you. I think the writing's on the wall. Go ahead and take a deal, go somewhere and sit down. I think it's over, bro. I feel kind of relieved by saying that, too. So, Republicans out
there. Well, we're going to finish up next week. We ran out of time. I'm so sorry. We're not going to talk about Trump. We're not going to talk about Trump. No. We've ran out of time. You just enjoyed the Six Eyes Radio Network. Proud of Joy, before we get out of here, have we done the entertainment news to the fullest?
Yes, to the fullest, we have done the entertainment news.
All right. Well, if you all know this theme song,
you've just enjoyed the Six Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Just how it sounds, SIXEYES space radio, RADIO space network, NETWORK.
Yeah, I know what theme song that was.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Walt.
The Walt?
When they all say, good night, John boy.
Good night. That's a good
show. Chad's going to sleep. He says good night.
Oh, Chad's asleep? Oh, man.
Oh, he had a date.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought he was on a...
No.
A date.
No, Chad was at the hunting house with me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
so,
he
sure
was.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you take some candy.
I should have took Donald Trump with y'all because that's where he's gonna have to go right now. That's the best place for him to go. Go high, hunt it high. It's over, bro. It's over. It's over. They're red test against you now. They didn't get them views. They needed their views paid. They went to the dark side. All right, Trump fans, I'm going to say it again, Trump people out there, it's over, bro. Y'all don't have to worry about him. Y'all just going to have to pick between Joe Biden and whatever else you got out there. That's it. You know, it looked like your best result would probably put Joe back in there. Even his bones would be okay. Man, what y'all got left to
the
brother
get the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right.
This is for Chad. Go ahead, Chad. I thought he was asleep. My son. Go ahead, Dad, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
Well, he's FaceTiming. I guess his little girlfriend is.
Go ahead, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
Call of a
Anybody got any requests?
Yeah, let's hear from TKO by Teddy Pendergrass.
We digging up. We digging up people. Who we digging up?
Digging up Mr. Teddy Pendergrass.
Hold on. Pride and Joy. You want Teddy dug up? Pride and Joy? Yeah, I'll get Teddy up. Hold on, let me.
Welcome by the TKO.
Hell, y'all woke me up for.
I'm sorry, Teddy. You had a bunch of women wanted to... They want you to sing to them.
The hell y'all wake me up for?
Every night I would cry my heart out over you. It used to be. Every day I would
Sleep tight.
Good night, America.